because I'm going to show you another aspect of the apostolic to protect growth. To protect growth. Then I have so many churches under me and pastors, and I have to reveal another aspect of the apostolic tonight. And I got to be real careful with it. But then I have to be real. We're going to deal with deep decreeing in the spirit realm by faith. You want to write notes. Decreeing in the spirit realm by faith. Go ahead, sit down. We prayed a few minutes ago. Decreeing in the spirit realm by faith. And I want you to come to grip fully with realm, R-E-A-L-M. And the reason is, how can I say this, Lord? In the days to come, there are going to come a lot of teaching with different aspects and different looks. But those under me, I want you to stay in the realms. The realm of the Trinity. Okay? It's not five, it's not six, it's three. Jesus stayed how many days in the grave? Three. Going up to the Mount of Transfiguration, he had many disciples. How many did he take with him? Three. The Trinity is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, right? You and I are a Trinity. Spirit, soul, and body. You're going to have to work in those realms properly and not go outside of the circles of those realms. You want to flow in the Spirit. Flowing in the Spirit. So in the years to come, different aspect of teaching going to come, but I want you to stay in the threefold realm. Because the Father, he dealt in the Trinity. The Apostle Paul dealt in the Trinity. Apostle Paul, in closing 2 Corinthians chapter 13, I think it was, he dealt in three realms. Grace, love, and communion with the Holy Ghost. When the Bible told us that God had not given us the spirit of fear, he dealt with a Trinity answer. Love, power, and a sound mind. Apostolically, what I have to watch over my ministry and the thing that God has assigned me to do is that there's a whole lot of new teaching going to come out. And they're going to get the body of Christ confused again. So I want you, the only aspect of the apostolic is not only pathfinding, pace setting, and pioneering, but I was told today it's pulling down to protect and to provide for the remnant to flow in full power. How many of y'all are ready to flow in full power? All right, so stay in the Trinity, flow in the Trinity, and stay in the realm, and always am at the realm of the Spirit. All right? Operate, you want to operate in the realm of the Spirit. Now, we're going to deal with decreeing in the spirit realm by faith. Now, we got in Job 22, we read about how you have to mature before you be able to decree, because decreeing is a faith assignment. You cannot just decree. You got to have faith in what you're saying. And so Job, in that book of Job, there was the 22nd chapter. When he was dealing with becoming acquainted with God and keeping your pledge that you make with God. Actually, he was talking about in the area of maturing in the spirit. So write that down, maturing in the spirit. The three realm is the sense realm, physical, the soulish realm, mind and imagination. Then the spirit realm operates only by faith. The spirit realm, all right? Now, in dealing with this, I want to give you a clear definition of what decree means. An authoritative instruction provided by someone who has authority or by a government. Now, Isaiah 9:6 is where he talk about that government. Yeah, make that 6 and 7. 6 and 7. Matter of fact, turn there because real biblical powerful decreeing has to know what type of backup it has. And these words we're talking about decreeing, as you decree, we're talking about spiritual government backup. A place called heaven. A place that can't fail. A place that is supernatural. So, you have to know who behind you. That you're not by yourself. You're not just in the mental or physical realm. But you're in a ruling realm. That rules satanic power. You got to know that. You got to know it's not by feeling. You have to know I'm decreeing by faith. I'm decreeing in the spirit. All right? So this scripture here have been given little attention because it shut men down. Here, men, we have to be shut down so we can follow orders. Y'all don't know what I'm preaching. See, the pulpit has to be shut down that they can submit themselves, as I'm doing tonight, to follow orders. The Lord said to me to warn them, don't jump off on new teaching right now. Because it's real tricky in the spirit realm. It will sound so good, but it's not lining up with the Trinity. It's not lining up with the realm of the spirit. And I'm all excited. I'm listening. God said, no, ain't why you listening. You got to straighten this thing out tonight. You got to shut it down. So the Trinity, deal with the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, you are Trinity, right? Yes. All right, now, these verses, for until a child is born, until a son is given, and the government, I want you to see that, the government should be upon his shoulder, and his name should be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, look at that, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Then go to the 7th verse. I want you to just, I'm going to follow the Holy Ghost tonight. Of the increase of his government. All right, now we're talking about you and I having increase of understanding from God. Yes, sir. Increase wisdom. And see what happened, emotion and excitement has blocked out enlightenment. And so now we're here in the realm now, we have to function in enlightenment, not just excitement and emotion, because we have to emerge in the spirit. In other words, soak in the spirit, that the Holy Spirit can wrap his arm around us and show us things that we can't see ourselves. Eyes have not seen, We have to flow in the Spirit. John said in Revelation 1:10, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. All right, so we've got to be in the Spirit. The seventh verse of the increase of his government. I want you to see the word government. It's talking about a spiritual government. It's talking about a divine government. It's talking about a supernatural government. We're talking about when you're operating in faith, you have supernatural backup. So the word impossible, the word limited, all those words leave your vocabulary because you're functioning in the most high government. He says he should not be laying up on the throne of dead and upon the kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment, with justice. All right, let me give you some more definition on decree. It says an authoritative instruction provided by someone who has authority over a government, a judgment decided by a court of law. Now you have to understand that. Turn to Isaiah 55:11. Isaiah 55:11. You see, a decree cannot return empty. No cannot exist where a decree or know what they're doing. No will show up. But you have to be strong enough in the Spirit to know he's not talking to you. Because you're speaking in the Spirit with that government behind you. Which is heaven, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, grace, mercy, wisdom, forgiveness, kindness, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, all that behind you. Patience. God got patient with us. So according to Isaiah 55:11, it does not return empty, but accomplishes everything it's sent to do. God's word is the final authority. If he said it, he'll make it good. See, to be a decreer, to decree in the Spirit, you have to know he has a trinity. Not by might. See that trinity?
Yes, sir.
No, by power. Three again, isn't it? But by my Spirit.
Yes, sir.
So Satan would love to pull you out of the trinity and give you another revelation. And get you out of the rim, banging around, sounding good, feeling good, and a few things being accomplished, but missing the real time. Now Job 22:28 told us what? Look at it. Decree a thing, and it will what? Be established. Said light shine on it. I told you in the NIV, it said decide a thing. So when you're decreeing properly, it's you and God have decided something. Can't return to your void. Can't be stopped. Feeling can't shake you up. Failure nowhere around you. If you come to the grip where you understand how to make decrees properly, those decrees are just as powerful as Jesus coming out of the grave. So hear what the Spirit of God is saying from this night forward. Death cannot hold your decree. No demonical power can stop what you say if you're speaking in the Spirit. The word of God, John 6:63, said the word of God is spirit and life. That means nothing can stop it when you're in the Spirit. You understand that?
Yes,
let's write in your note Esther 8:8. And here what it does is say a decree which is written in the name of the king and sealed with the king's signet ring may not be revoked. He's King of Kings.
Yes, sir.
And he's Lord of Lords.
Yes, sir.
And he's in our midst tonight.
Yes,
Jesus, our eternal King, has given us all the glorious promises in the Word. They are forever. They're for every child of God to enjoy. Now, we knew very little about decreeing. Decreeing is you and God have made a decision. It means that a decree, oh yeah, I see it, Holy Ghost. Decreeing is agreeing with God. Everything looked like it going the other way. But because you're decreeing by faith, you get on God's side and say, I'm coming out. Jesus said, destroy this temple in 3 days. Didn't look like it, did it? Like they had him. What happened the third day? Yeah. That's the way we got to see. That's the way we need to grow to now in these, I'm going to make a word up, culturalistic time. All kind of cultures coming up, you know what I'm saying? And they say they're right, they say they're right. No, stick with the Bible. Raise your hand and say, I got power. On the inside of me. Right now. Here's what a decree looked like. When you decree these blessings in faith, it is like building a framework in the spirit realm that the power of God then fills with the manifestation of the promise. Two girls, what that girl taught me about the soul? Huh? Susa? Katie Susa. And this girl here is, what her name, Patricia King. Two ladies. One lady taught me about the soul some years ago. I was in Florida. And then I got a hold of this lady. Anointed. You know, I study me. I study. I don't know what you do. I study. I want to know the truth.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
All right. So in Esther 8:8, did I tell you about that?
Yes, sir.
I told you about that one, right? You're all talking slow.
Yes, sir.
When you decree these blessings in faith, it's like building a framework in the spirit realm that the power of God then fills with a manifestation of the promise. Paul said, I'm fully persuaded. That was Abraham said, I'm fully persuaded that what he promised, he also able to perform. Listen, the words you decree attract the manifestation of what has been proclaimed. Every word you decree has power. Y'all still with me?
Yes, sir.
Acting on the word of God helps seals it in your heart and life. I was reading one time, and it's called a seal of the Spirit, sealed by the Holy Ghost. When you make a decree, make sure it's sealed by the Holy Ghost. Otherwise, I'm not turning no other way. This is what I said. This is what God revealed to me. I don't care how I feel, how I look, what nobody else say to me. I don't care what come up. I got it already. Think about tonight. What type of life we talking about here now? Think about all those, for lack of a better word, I'm talking to myself, stupid moments. When you thought God wasn't going to come through. Don't tell me you never had that moment because you said, Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord. Don't tell me that. Don't sit there and look at me and tell me, I never had. No, I'm faith me. No. You. I know you're in a body. And I know you got a mind. And I know Satan will shake it up sometime. So you can sit there all spirits and praying in tongue and raise your cross up at me. We got to get down to the gritty here tonight. Because I'm trying to take you somewhere that nobody can take you out. Want y'all to watch people being popular in the spirit. Because you'll follow them. And I want you to be aware that number does not mean success. Right, I'm going to train you as much as I can, because we're coming in a culture, we're coming in a time where they think they can take the church over. All right, I'm going to tell you some benefits that await you as God's word. You focus on God's word in decreeing. In Isaiah 55:11 said, the words you meditate on and decree will not return void, but accomplish everything it's sent to do. Isaiah 55:11. Hebrews 11:3. I love Hebrews 11:3. We're going to read Hebrews 11:3. Ooh, it's so powerful. And I'm going to make a statement with Hebrews 11:3. Through faith, we understand that the world was framed by the word of God. When see, when you're decreeing, you're framing. With the word of God. And that thing which are seen was not made of things which do appear. You see that?
Yes, sir.
So whatever else show up when you're decreeing, that don't belong to you. Stick with it and it'll change it. Hello?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, many of you all here and online, you about to move out of dilemmas. Because the Holy Spirit is going to edify what is being said, and an anointing is going to come on you, and you're going to stand your ground. Every time. And once you get 3 or 4 victories, baby, it's over. You ain't talking to me. I know what to do. I'm not just a church member. So, what I'm hearing now, your prayer hush days are over. Hush. You know what a hush is, right? I heard the Spirit of God just told me to tell you. Your prayer hush days are over. Your faith hush day is over. In other words, your faith is alive. Your prayers are alive. Because you understand now. I'm standing under a government that can't fail. You follow me? No such thing as prayer failure in your life no more. No such thing. Watch this. You listen at this. You hear this. No such thing as problem failure in your life no more. In other words, there's no problem big enough to handle you when you're doing the right thing. Somebody say, I'm glad I came to church tonight. Now, the Holy Ghost is going to come back and visit you and go over some of these things, because I'm not dealing with emotion tonight. I'm drilling. Then when you go in prayer, start praying in tongues, God's going to start telling you some stuff, how to handle it in wisdom. And you're not going to be afraid. You don't have to watch 15 programs to get it done. Read 95 scriptures. Your decrees of the word will frame the will of God over your life. Watch that. You hear that? Your decrees of the word will frame the will of God over your life, allowing the Spirit to fill the framework and manifest result. I'm going to give you that again.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Your decrees of the word will frame the will of God over your life, allowing the Spirit to fill the framework and manifest results. Now look at Hebrews 11:3 again now. Look at what it said now. Through faith we understand that the world will frame. See, when you're decreeing, you're framing.
Yes,
you got Isaiah 55:11, he said, my word will not. No, because it's framing.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't understand what I'm saying, and I know you do, feeling will deframe the word you spoke. Now, all of y'all don't have to raise your hand. I'm not going to make you raise your hand. But some words you spoke was deframed by feeling, because it didn't come out like you thought it was going to come out. God was working another way. That's why you got to be in faith, because you don't know what way God going to turn. You don't know how God going to work it out. You don't know who God going to use. You're looking at the man with the nice suit on. God used the man with can't get pants on. You've got to keep your mind on what God said. Now, you, all of us sometimes in another have failed. God was doing it one way, and we're trying to orchestrate God. You can't orchestrate God. That's why you need the faith. Follow God. When you're praying, God got things he got. He's getting things done for you, and you don't know who he's coming to, how he's going to do it. He might use a pigeon to light on your porch. You don't know what he's going to do. Y'all stay with me a few minutes. Turn to Psalm 103. I mean, this few moments, yeah. How many things you've got rid of already? Jesus Christ, you know, the things be on your mind. How it gonna work out? It gonna work out like I say it gonna work out. Y'all gonna begin to live. Love life. You just begin to love life. Stuff gonna come up. You said I can come up, put it back down. I bind you, Satan. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 103, verse 20. Why y'all haven't changed it on the board? It's 55:11. I've been looking. I said Psalm 103, verse 20. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that within me, bless his holy name. That's 103:20. It got 20 verses in Psalm 103. Who back there? Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Y'all messed my sermon up. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandment. Hearken unto the voice of his word. Look, three times he talking about his word in there. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandment. Hearken unto the voice of his word. Angels, when you decree, angels are working on your behalf. I don't know how many angels took off tonight just because we're teaching like this with your name in his hand. Say, I'm going to shift something for him. I'm going to shift something for her to know that my word is true, what my man was teaching them. The angels are going to work. I decree my angels got it covered. I'm not by myself. Look. Hold that. I'm going to come back. Hold that. Bless you. Well, we read that, right? Look at Hebrews 1:14. Put them to work. Are not they all ministering spirit set forth to minister for the heir of salvation? Huh? So when you decree, angels start moving. So tonight, angels are moving on your behalf. For I said, Lord, we're talking about supernatural decreeing. We're talking about supernatural talk. We're not talking about talk that we depend on President Biden or Trump coming in. No. We're talking supernatural. We're not talking about our governor or the senator or the sheriff. We're talking about the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. He's my father. He's my daddy. And I got a right to call his name. Tell me he never failed nobody yet. Everything about to turn around in my life. I'm going to speak to it and it's going to turn around. I'm going to call things that be not as though they were, and they're going to show up. I disagree with every lie Satan's trying to put in my life. And I think, I can't stay silent. I can't keep my mouth closed. I got to say something. Out loud. I didn't say think something. I said say something. See, you got to speak it. We're talking about decreeing in the spirit realm by faith. All right, let's go a little further. Psalm 119, verse 130. Your decrees of the word will send forth light that will penetrate darkness. The entrance of thy word giveth light. On that situation, man. It giveth understanding. Light and understanding? You got a problem? And God has told you what to say? And all of a sudden, light and understanding shows up?
Yes, sir.
No, somebody else might not want to understand why you're so calm.
Yeah.
See, in the spirit world, people don't understand. Things don't like going right, but you still calm. Your religious cousin asked you out your mind, you don't know what's going on? See, yeah, I know what's going on. God got it. They put up two fingers then. You know what the Baptist church mean? Two fingers, I ain't coming back. They get scared. If you ain't got nobody scared of you, you ain't working in the spirit. I got friends and so-called friends and cousins scared of me. Because I don't talk to them in 3 minutes, and I talk to them about Jesus. I don't care what kind of car you got. We're going to get off this car. We're going to talk about Jesus right now. Care how your house look. Right, what's Psalm 119? The answer to thy word giveth light. Give us understanding to the sample. So see, when you're decreeing light and what else? Light. Come on, y'all girls, talk to me. If these men don't want to say nothing, girls, y'all talk to me. Light. Because men kind of slow, they kind of check you out, they look at you. Now. It's because I'm a man myself, you know. Light and understanding. So whatever you're dealing with right now, that voice telling you the entrance of God's word will give you light and give you understanding. So therefore, there's nothing you can be dealing with tonight that you can't deal with. Your faith, your relationship with God is stronger than any demonic power. I don't care how many times you fail at that. I want you to try it again. Yes, listen to the Spirit of God. Follow the Spirit of God. God love you.
Yes,
God wants you to win.
Yes.
You understand that? Tell your neighbor, God love you.
God
wants you to win.
And
you're going to win. Watch this now. Watch, listen. Blessing will be attracted to you as you proclaim in faith the promises he has given you as a believer. So you are a blessing attractor. I see you're leaving here tonight as a blessing attractor. A blessing gonna show up to shock you. They're gonna shock you. They're gonna shock you. You got to call somebody and say, what God has done for me now? So I declare and decree shocking blessings. Coming on with everybody under the sound of my voice. Blessing that you can't explain. The only thing gonna be to say, he did it.
He did it.
Everybody say he did it.
He did it.
Yeah, give him some credit. Everybody say he did it.
He did it.
Now you actually, can I speak?
Yes, sir.
You actually, when you say he did it, you're pushing God in the spirit realm.
Yes.
He love it.
Yes.
He want to do something. I got to get back to my name, but he want to do something out of the ordinary for you. He want to do something you can't explain. He want to change somebody in your life you can't change. Oh, my goodness. He want to change a situation you can't change, but he want to change it right before your eyes. My question is, can he do it?
Yes.
So what's stopping from doing it? If thou can
believe
all things to them
that believe
it. This is what I'm hearing now. No verdict in your life is over until you say something. Otherwise, nobody, Satan, demonic power, the culture, government, nobody can decide something in your life until you say something. You decide how you're going to come out. See, that back to Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. Back to you having the ability, you growing, you developing, you're not just depending on the pulpit and depending on the pastor and depending on the teacher or the evangelist or the apostle. You learning yourself. You understand? See, you're growing. You're developing yourself. You know how to talk to God. You know how to talk for yourself. You know how to fight for yourself. You know how to stand by yourself. You know how to praise God in a storm. Because you know the storm will soon be over. That's why the Bible said, be anxious for nothing, but everything by prayer and supplication, let your request be made known to God. The peace of God will pass all understanding. Shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Write this down. Sit down and write this down. Turn to Romans 4:17. You were created in your life and in the earth what was not present previously through faith-filled decrees. Through faith-filled decrees, as it's written, I made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead, called it those things which be not as though they were. I want to go back. Y'all let me skip it, but I want to go back to Hebrews 12:3. That's, I want to go back there. The Spirit called me back there. Hebrews 12:3. I'm almost through. Hebrews 12:3. No, Hebrews 11:3, excuse me. 11:3, son. Because I know the enemy don't want us to see this one. You got me in Hebrews 12:3. Through faith, we understand that the world, that my life, that my situation, my victory, my joy and my peace, were framed by the word of God. So that things which are seen was not made of things which do appear. So you can take the word and change anything. Yeah, as a matter of fact, you can take the word, I've done it, and change your world. your life going in one direction.
Thank you, Father.
You bury yourself in that word, and God take you in the right direction.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Good, man. I'm going to go a few more here, and then I'm going to take you for a few minutes somewhere else. Write down Deuteronomy 28:2 and take this in the heart. May his blessings truly come upon you and overtake you. Enjoy your glorious journey of transformation as you experience his blessing upon blessing. Now here's what this decreeing in the spirit realm by faith. And I want you to write another note down to yourself. The decreeing authority of the believer. So we've got two subjects. Now, listen at this. Wearing the anointing of a supernatural decree, if you're not aware of this spiritual transaction, your life is behind and below. Let me give it to you again. Now, you're not going to have no excuse. I'm telling you that you're supposed to be wearing it. Wearing the anointing of a supernatural decree. If you're not aware of this spiritual transaction, it's a spiritual transaction, your life is behind and below the divine standard. So we're talking about decreeing produces a divine standard in your life that the devil can't stop, religions can't stop, cultures can't stop, government can't stop. It just can't stop you. Now let me go there. Let me go there, Lord. Show me how to do it without pride. I've come to the place I can't be stopped. I'm too far in the spirit. I've had the biggest ministries try to stop me, but they promoted me. I'm going to pronounce on you tonight, you cannot be stopped. Hallelujah. Y'all heard it? Yeah, you cannot be stopped, and you will not be robbed of none of your blessing no more. You're going to stand there till it manifests. You're going to look it in the eye until it obey what you say. You're strong enough because you got a greater one living on the inside of you. So none of your victories will be stopped again. Temporary delays. Find your rest spot. My God can't fail. Tell somebody your God can't fail. Point at them. Online, do it. Point at the wall. I point at you. Your God can't fail. Your God can't fail. Say it sometime to yourself. I don't care what it look like. I don't care what you feel like. We ain't talking about no feeling. We talking about God can't fail. Few more notes. Sit down. Few more notes. Apostolic decreeing with governmental authority is rare in the body of Christ. Listen to what I'm saying now. Apostolic decreeing with governmental authority is rare in the body of Christ. Knowing how to keep decreeing the kingdom agenda. The kingdom agenda. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And that Trinity again. See, I want you to stay in that threefold realm. Y'all jump out in the mother realm. Oh my, how can I say this, Lord? I don't want to get in trouble. Just remember I told you threefold realm.
Yes, sir.
And I proved it to you. 3 days in the grave, took three with him on the Mount of Transfiguration. The Apostle Paul talks about the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost. And you just watch it. I guess many of them just watching that Bible. The Bible is a Trinity book. And the Bible is a threefold realm. So anytime somebody pull you out of the threefold realm, watch yourself. Sometimes people out there trying to make a name for themselves. And sometimes people don't respect what God is doing because they didn't do it. So I've seen men try to come up with revelation. His men come to me and say, I was at a camp meeting one time. Oh, pastor got a revelation about money. And money come and says, she. I just wait on a great revelation. And it came through one door and went out another door. Listen to this. And I'm going to give you a scripture to turn to. 1 Chronicle 29. I think I dealt with it. 1 Chronicle 29. What verse it was? Let's see if you really know something about yes, sir. Huh? 10 through 14, you got it. One of my elders got it. Y'all ain't got it. Powerful. Now I might close there. Because I'm going to make a statement in that text that I want you to get down. Decreeing on the basis of the sovereignty of God. All you see God is in that verse is your backup. Go to the 11th verse. All thine, O Lord, is the greatness. So I got greatness back me up. And the power. Got power. And the glory. And the victory. And the what more you need? And the majesty. Good God Almighty. For all that is in the heaven, where are we? And in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord. Go to the next verse. You can see. That's why I told all y'all going to be supernatural debt cancellation.
Yes,
you have money in both hands.
Yes,
some of y'all didn't even respond to me with your broke self. You ain't even respond. I'm trying to put something on you. I'm speaking over you. I'm decreeing now. You follow what I'm saying? Yes, yes, yes. No, you can't. You got to be excited when God got a man of God speaking over you who got evidence. Yeah, I ain't, come on. I ain't begging you. You ain't never heard me beg. You ain't gonna hear me, I receive son. You ain't gonna never hear me beg because I know him.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna tell you right now. If y'all get lined up right, money gonna run you down.
Yeah.
Now, see, you gotta stop thinking about where it gonna come from. That's what keep people broke, where it come from. Come from the plan. The plan ain't gonna give you enough money to live like you wanna live. You got a mind of God. You want big things, good things, best things. Some of y'all don't wanna talk to me up here. Y'all too holy to listen to what I'm saying. You got to see that boy sitting here taking. Y'all better shut up. Y'all better speak up. See, you don't have to go after stuff. You go after God. What Matthew 6:33 says? But what it said at the end? See, we always talk about the first part. What it said then? What Philippians 4:19 says? After the seed. See, that's the part shocking. After the seed. You don't go run to Philippians 4:19, baby, quoting it and meditating on it. Back up a few verses and see what created Philippians 4:19. I got to tell you the truth. All right. Blood anointed decrees. Revelation 5:12. Blood anointed decree. I'm trying to close it, Lord. Saying with a loud voice, worthy of the Lamb that was slain to receive. Here we go. Backing up your decree now. Power, yes, sir. Riches. Well, I wonder why he put riches in there. Yes, and wisdom, yes, and strength, yes, and honor, yes, and glory, yes, and blessing. All that backing up what you said. Yes, sir. What I call it? What I said to you, what I call it? Blood anointed, I got blood anointed cross decrees. I dare you. Now, this one I'm about to talk now is new, and so my time, I got 9 minutes. Is new, and we're going to be tapping in virgin territory, but I'm going to take you into it right quick. It's something that I didn't know for many years. The Lord revealed it to me. I'm going to let you write these scriptures down. Write down John 10, 11, Hebrews 13, 20, 1 Peter 5 and 4. And who? If you don't know what the next one is, I can't help you, Psalm 23. Because if you don't know the Lord is my shepherd, I should not want. I really got to get a Sunday school class and get you in there. Now, we're in new virgin territory for these few minutes. All right? Understanding the fourfold revelation of the shepherd. The true shepherd, the good shepherd, the great shepherd, and the chief shepherd. Turn to John 10. Quick, I'm going to close there. John 10. John 10. Come on, son. Yes, I love you too, sir. For Wednesday night, as a thou know. Come on, son. What John 10, 11 says? You got John 10, 11? Yes. Yes. That's a $500 check. Had the same name. Him and his wife brought two checks up the other day. He said, come on, son. What did he say? I'm the good shepherd, right? I receive. I receive. That's $100 I receive. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. That's a good shepherd. That's one aspect of it. Now, most of the time we're stuck in that level. All right? Turn to Hebrews 13:20 now. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, to the blood of... Now, we under not a great shepherd. Yes. We under the great shepherd. Now, you're going to find out when he come back, he's going to be the chief shepherd. Now, if you don't understand the fourfoldness of the shepherd, you can't read the 23rd Psalm. Wow. Wow. The 23rd Psalm presents him as the great shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And the reason the 23rd Psalm haven't worked for the church as it should, the church didn't understand the fourfold aspect of the shepherd. He's the great shepherd. The great shepherd live with me right now in this world. So I confess the great shepherd. I close. Look at 1 Peter 5:4. I'm trying to close. 1 Peter 5:4. There he is. Now, how many will be honest with me? You've never seen that before. Look, I got both hands up. Been preaching 57 years. Different aspect of the shepherd. So actually, the 23rd Psalm almost had been invalidated to us by not knowing him as the great shepherd. But now you know. So now when you read the 23rd Psalm, you reading with about the great shepherd. He's on my side.
Yes, sir.
No, the good shepherd, he died for me.
Yes, sir.
But the great shepherd is to bring the manifestation of the goodness in my life today. Y'all act like I didn't give a revelation. See, I tell you what, before you go to bed tonight, read 23rd Psalm and think about him as the great shepherd. Watch that table be set up right in front of you. Watch your cup start running over. Watch surely goodness and mercy start knocking on your heart. Because it's a revelation. When I saw that, I said, what? My goodness. And then he coming as the chief shepherd. Everybody going to get out of his way. I come to get my children. But actually, he won't come get you right now so he can show up on the earth while you're living as the great shepherd. God did it. The shepherd did it. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want today, not tomorrow, not next week. He leads me in green pastures. Today. Come on, Junior. We'll get it. Now watch all this new teaching coming out. I want y'all to watch it. Because it sound excited, some of this stuff. Sound excited. I got excited, Lord. Just sit down. Let me talk to you. Yeah, your assignment. Go out there and don't try to cut nobody, but make it so plain that the people you've been teaching understand. There's some new thing gonna come up and it's gonna sound exciting. Everybody gonna be running and jumping. But you sit down and pause a minute. And you're gonna have to watch yourself because in these last days, things gonna start coming up. Only the remnant that is operating in a certain realm gonna be able to walk through it without getting hurt. All right? And we am gonna stay in that realm, right?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Praise God.